Good morning. 7:09 a.m. on Saturday, September the 24th, 2016. I got out at sunrise today. It's a glorious morning. It's cold. 42 degrees. I put on a fleece sweatshirt over my polo and added a twill cover over it. My body's warm enough. My fingers were cold. I put the phone in my pocket and listened to tunes while my fingers warmed up in pockets. This is a morning where I wish I had gloves. There'll be more of those very soon, I'm sure. Good morning. A lady with a little Scotty dog. The sun has not yet cleared the tree line in the east. It probably will be by the time I get around to it. It'll be shining right in my eyes, probably. The sky is gorgeous this morning. There's a few streaks of clouds that are... It's just... They've been pretty much illuminated now. The sun's up high enough for the upper levels. But watching the light change on them as I was walking along was quite inspiring. It was quite beautiful. So, thank you, Keith Hughes, for some very kind words on your podcast. I listened to it last night. I found a link on Twitter and followed it over to... the podcast page. I wasn't able to leave a comment. I'm not sure if it was something that Chrome was doing, if my ad blockers didn't like the pop-ups or what. I tried a couple of times and just opened up the window and closed it again immediately, so it was probably the ad blocker. But yeah, thanks. It was a pretty low-key day yesterday, all things considered. I spent a lot of time reading, and it felt great. I think, necessary. I needed to get away, have a little regroup time, TV off. Away from the computer. And it's Saturday, so that means that a lot of people are sleeping in this morning, so there's not a lot of traffic out here. I've only seen that. Actually, I've only seen that one lady. I haven't seen anybody else walking dogs or anything this morning. Not the usual amount of car traffic either, which is kind of pleasant. The only car that gave me a pause was one where a car pulled right up to the stop sign just as I was getting to the edge of the curb, and I stopped and went around the back of the car because I don't trust. I have trust issues when it comes to that particular stop sign. I've been hit there too often. It's only once, but once is enough. And then I realized it was the Weld County Sheriff who lives in my neighborhood. It's like, oh, yeah, and probably, I suspect he wouldn't have hit me, but it's so ingrained in me to let who's ever first in the automobile line to have a clear shot at pulling out. Oh man. Yeah, I just, wow, that's bright. It would be the sun, and yeah, it sort of comes with the territory, but I just walked through the busiest intersection. There was nobody at it. Wow. Nobody there, holy crap. And then I looked east, and the sun is just above the house and tree line over there. I've still got a glowing after image. And there's the car. So what am I doing today? I need to get going. I need to get back into churning out words. I need to get beyond the slump in the story and keep going. I think what I'm writing is, while it's not the story I envisioned, because I don't have a lot of vision about the story, the pacing of this one is not what I was. Oh man, it's not what I was thinking about. It's not like, you know, I expected this to be off into the deep dark and adventures in toehold space. And so far, I think the most significant thing that's happened is Al has delivered a figurative slap behind the head to our beloved Captain Ishmael Huang. Jogger is coming up behind. Morning. Post. It's cold enough I can see my breath this morning. Get some good sun here coming up in a minute. I'm still in the shade. But should be. I'll probably be overheated by the time I get to the end of this half mile, so it's all good. I need to find some food when I get home. I wonder what I'll eat. I heard a noise behind me. I thought it was sound like somebody on a skateboard coming in my direction. Apparently there's somebody working in this backyard. I'm sure the neighbors appreciate the noise at probably around, 7:30 in the morning on a Saturday. So I was walking and thinking and not talking. I was thinking about the story. I was thinking about Ishmael Huang. I was thinking about piracy. John Culp reminded me of Cory Doctorow's comments on piracy and the biggest obstacle for artists in general, for writers in particular. I'm pretty sure it applies to musicians as well. Isn't piracy, it's obscurity. It's not that, as John put it this morning, it's not that it's not that people are stealing your work, it's that nobody's listening. I think that's true. I think that's very true. And people keep asking me about this all the time. It's like, well, I'm just starting out right now. What should I do? Because things have changed since you started. Yes, a whole lot easier. It's a hell of a lot easier. I get all bent and whiny over, there's so much competition. I don't have to explain to anybody what a podcast is anymore. You're not trying to sell 100,000 books, you're trying to sell one. Stop acting like you're trying to make bank on the first chapter of a long career. You're not willing to do the work. Well, I can't really help. There's nothing really I can do. There's nothing really you can do if you're not willing to do the work. And you're like pretty much everything else. If you're not willing to do the work, don't expect to reap the rewards. Old story I remember from being a kid about the little red hen asked for help to plant the grain, and nobody would help her, so she did it herself, and then asked for help to harvest the grain, nobody would help her, so she harvested herself. Needed help putting the grain into flour, grinding the grain, nobody would help, so she did it herself. She needed help baking the bread, nobody would help, so she did it herself. And when she had the bread, people were all around. Want a piece of bread. She said, sorry. You didn't help. You don't get any bread. And she ate it all herself. And probably had a stomach ache. But was fattened up for the farmer to eat her on Sunday. So no good deed goes unpunished. That's probably a bit cynical. That's not actually how the story ends. That did go a little dark, didn't it? It's been like that. I have these flashes of darkness. I'm not sure how well that bodes for my getting back into Ishmael Wong's story, particularly since he's actually going through a period of darkness. Which may be why I've been dragging my feet about getting back into it. There's actually two or three stories going on in To Fire Call. The one is the surface story about getting the Chernyakhova, taking it back into Tohold space, having an adventure or two there. Good morning.
Morning.
And then there's the internal adventure of Ishmael Wong trying to deal with being back in space, being back in the cabin, being back in charge of other people's lives. Something that he's always risen to, something he's always enjoyed, and now something that he's super sensitive to, something that he's sort of flinching from. Because he still hasn't really healed yet. He still hasn't really gotten things behind him yet. I'm not sure why that's important to me. I'm not sure why that's part of the story that I think needs to be told. Other than I want this story to not fall into the old cliches. I want a certain level of verisimilitude. Yeah, I got warmed up. It's still cold out. It is still cold enough for my nose to run But it's still a gorgeous day. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.